We have seen a lot of changes to the Ballarat line over the last couple of decades. There's been all sorts of work, the reintroduction, or the introduction, I should say, of faster trains along the Ballarat line, and that's seen the numbers of people using the service increase quite dramatically. Of course, it did slow down in the last couple of years with a lot of almost empty trains, but it's become a very popular service. Marcus Wong is an avid train fan, and he's been writing about the Ballarat line over the past few weeks on his blog. His blog is called Waking Up in Geelong. What made you start writing about all the upgrades on the Ballarat line? What got your interest going on this?
I guess over the years, I've sort of always been like taking photos along the Ballarat line, sort of when the upgrades happened about 15 years ago. I was following along when that was happening, but wasn't really quite photographing it. And then I guess in the years since, I've sort of seen online and lots of train discussions and everything around, I guess one of the big questions that always comes up is people look at the map of the Ballarat line and they ask, why does the line go around in circles outside Bacchus Marsh? And, like, people look at it and it's like, you could just have a straight line. Why does it go around the south and then it goes to the north again and then back south again? It's like that because there's a giant hill in the way and a train can't go up a hill. Like, when you drive out of Bacchus Marsh, the freeway snakes around and the railway has to be the same thing, but a train can't even go up a hill as steep as a car, so it needs to go south following a creek, and then it does a big horseshoe curve over the valley, and then it starts going up the side of a hill, and then it goes into the big cutting, and then you eventually get up to the top. But then even when you're on board a train, it feels like you're the top of a hill, but it actually continues going upgrade all of the way until you get to Balan. It's like a 1 in 40 gradient the entire way from Bacchus Marsh to Balan, and yeah, the first half of it's sort of noticeable because it's a giant hill, but after that it's just a continual
a long slow uphill run.
So I sort of got interested in everyone was asking that question, so instead of answering it, I wrote a piece saying, oh yeah, this is the background of why it is. So that's how I got into it.
Okay. And what sort of response have you had to the blog, because it's quite detailed? I had a look at it this morning.
Yeah, whole heaps of people, and I've got like a friend who lives at Bacchus Marsh, and he like sent me a message on Twitter saying like, oh yeah, someone shared the link on the Bacchus Marsh locals Facebook group and everybody's loving it. So it's all sort of, it's one of those questions that sort of people always wonder about, and it's not really, you don't know the answer until you know the answer type thing. It's a niche topic.
So have you always had an interest in trains, Marcus?
Yeah, sort of always as a kid I was interested in trains, and then when I finished school and was commuting to go to university, and I'd be always looking out the window and wondering, why is this thing that particular way? And then it's sort of going down the rabbit hole of wanting to answer questions of why is this thing like that? And then the blog sort of came out of that. It's like, I've worked out why this thing is that way. Okay, I'll share this with other people.
You've got a lot of information about curves and changes to allow trains to travel faster, whether the corner was too tight effectively, so trains would have to slow down. Some of the passing loops I've noticed are in there as well. I did want to ask, are most of the photographs yours, Marcus, or have you sourced them from elsewhere?
Pretty much most of them are mine, like over the years, and I've taken them, and then it's of a blog post, it's like, okay, I want a photo of this particular thing, flick through them all, oh yeah, here's a photo. Some of the older historical stuff's a bit trickier, like State Library and other archives have got photos. There's another railway fan by the name of Weston Langford who took lots of photos until he passed on about 10 years ago, and then one of his sons or something put the entire collection online, so there's a whole lot of photos from like the 1960s into all the early 2000s all online. So that sort of was sort of interested in the same sort of stuff as I was. He had quite a few photos back from 15 years ago when they did the fast rail upgrades to the Ballarat line. So there was a lot of stuff showing like, oh, there's the old stuff and they're building the new things alongside.
In a bit of local news around here, there's been a bit of talk about potential return of passenger rail between Geelong and Ballarat. Have you ever studied the Geelong to Ballarat line?
Yeah, the Geelong to Ballarat line's an interesting one. Like, the first railway to go to Ballarat was actually the Geelong to Ballarat line, and it was built as double track with, really grand bluestone stations at all these really small towns along the way. And it was sort of like, when it was built in, the 1860s, that was, state-of-the-art for railway engineering, very nice, straight, level, flat. There was a giant viaduct over the Moorabool River outside Geelong, and it sort of, they built it incredibly grand, and then after, the Gold Rush time, Victoria was flush with money, and then when the time came to build more railways, they were like, we don't actually have all this money and these grand railways to, British standards weren't needed. So then it's like, when they built the line from Melbourne to Ballarat, it snaked all around the countryside, and that's why the train line was so slow, and there's been all this money spent in the years since to upgrade it to something faster.
Right, so when they built the Ballarat line, it was a bit of a budget line.
Yeah, when it started, they reused the first stretch of the line to Geelong as far as Wallenheap, and then it went through Dunstown, Bungaree, Wallace, Millbrook, and Gordon, and was intended just for those small towns to get into Ballarat. And then from the opposite end, they built a line from Sunshine to Bacchus Marsh, and then there was a really steep grade in between that they sort of and ahed about for a few years, and they eventually built the connection, and then it was a direct route between Melbourne and Ballarat. After they built that direct line, the line between Ballarat and Geelong, it's sort of like it got cut back over the years. By the 1930s, they were like, we don't need to maintain two tracks for a handful of trains. So they actually pulled up one of the lines, reused the rail elsewhere.
Now it's single line, Ballarat to Geelong.
Yeah, it's single line. The passenger trains eventually got withdrawn because they were small towns. They used to run until the sort of the 1990s, late to early 2000s, I think they still had a handful of V-line trains use that route, but not stopping at any stations, just because the main route between Melbourne and Ballarat was too busy with trains running, so they'd send it via Geelong to get to Melbourne. Yeah, in the years since, it's just towns are starting to get bigger again, like the likes of, I think one of the election promises was around getting trains back to Bannockburn. That's sort of about 20 minutes outside of Geelong. It's become just an extension of